From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And Robin, some news just in from London, where leaders have gathered for a donor conference to help those affected by the Syrian civil war. The UK Prime Minister David Cameron says donor nations have pledged more than $10 billion to help Syrians who've been displaced or impacted by the conflict. He says countries neighboring Syria have also agreed to help Syrian children and families by educating refugee children. And the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the conference historic and a great success. Although this news does come after peace talks in Geneva fell apart this week. Joining us now is Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. And Ali, this $10 billion is actually more than the $9 billion that had been requested.
Times as much as was pledged last year. This last year has had such an effect on these donor nations because of the influx of refugees coming out of Syria and on the neighboring states like Jordan and Lebanon, who require more money because there are more of these refugees coming in. 4.6 million refugees have left the country. 13.5 million people are in humanitarian need inside the country. And Jeremy, these are people the conference heard who have resorted in some cases to eating plants and grass or killing stray animals just to survive on a daily basis.
Well, where does the money go to for the money that is going to Syria, not to the neighboring countries, but who do they send the money to?
Figure out who to send them to. The United Nations and the United States have identified groups within Syria who are in some way able to distribute aid to people and humanitarian services. As you know, the United Nations nor the United States are not dealing with the Syrian government, and that's part of the problem. And that was what those other talks that you made reference to were in part meant to deal with, to figure out who you can deal with in Syria to help this problem. So a lot of the money right now is to stem the flow of refugees or at least establish them well in camps in Lebanon and in Jordan if they have to leave the country, and to try to keep some of them from leaving the country. But the stability of the political stability of the situation is not looking promising.
And what we know, that one of the issues for the money that is going to the neighboring countries, and you've spent some time in refugee camps in the region, is that the refugees who are living in, let's say, Jordan are legally not allowed to work. They rely on this aid money because it's not like they can go get a job in Jordan.
Right, and it's a little bit different depending on which of the countries we're dealing with. In the Arab Gulf countries, they have a different status. In Turkey, they have a different status. But generally speaking, these refugees do not have full freedom to become participants, economic participants in the countries they've reached. So what's happening is, you know, the King of Jordan just gave an interview to the BBC in which he said tensions in Jordan are reaching a boiling point. Remember, more than half of Jordan's population is already refugee. These are Palestinian refugees.
Right.
Now there's tension between the Palestinians and the Syrians in both Jordan and Lebanon, because the refugees who are already there and who've been there for decades are saying, now these new refugees are coming in and taking what meager resources we have. So in order for these refugees not to keep on going further into Europe, Europe is pledging the greatest amount of the money in this deal to try and keep them at least in the region and resettle them there.
But how much money is this really? When we talk about $10 billion, the New York Times made a comparison this morning and said, you know, $10 billion, they spent $50 billion on the Sochi Olympics.
Yeah, there is definitely an issue that this problem has been years in the making and has not been taken seriously. I think late 2015 was a real turning point in the world understanding both the plight of these refugees because of some of the images we saw on TV and that dead child whose photo we saw, and the reality in Europe of these refugees streaming into countries that already have high unemployment rates. So everybody is now starting to understand that an investment up front in trying to prevent this from becoming a bigger crisis than it is may be worth it in the end. But you're absolutely right. We're spending more on the election here. We're spending more on coverage of sporting events. The world is yet to take this as seriously as it needs to.
That's Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America, joining us to talk about the news that $10 billion has been pledged to help deal with the conflict in Syria, or to be given to those who've been affected by it. That's the word today from the UK Prime Minister David Cameron. Ali, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.